10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. You know, one of my favorite places to go when we take the morning show on the road is Marine City. Always get a warm welcome there at the Mariner Theater, and it's just so amazing to be able to sit up there on the stage with the beautiful scale model Titanic in the background. And the Mariner Theater is actually doing something new with the space that they have. Joining us right now from the Mariner Theater, Laura Scotcha. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Paul Merchant online with us, too. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Laura,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you joining us. This is pretty exciting. I mean, first of all, Laura, tell us about the Mariner Theater, a little bit of its history, what that building has been and what it is now and then what it's becoming.
Okay. It was built in 1927, and it was a vaudeville theater and then turned into a movie theater. It was... a lot of people have a lot of memories in that place, first dates and first kisses and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And then in the 1960s, it was purchased and the whole building was gutted and it was turned into office space. And then later on, it turned into a plaza. So there were a number of shops inside the Mariner. After that, it went back to office space. And when we purchased it, that's what it was. It was office space.
Yeah, and boy, you really had a vision for what it could be, turning it back into a theater with the old-time theater seats, and you even have a screen you can pull down now and again and show some movies.
Right. Yeah, so now we've turned it into a boutique theater. We have galleries that showcased at one time models and artifacts, and as of late, we have taken a lot of the artifacts out, not everything. We've kind of kept the things that were nearest and dearest to my heart. And then we've added in retail, very unique retail.
Like what?
Well, one of the galleries has foodie-type items, so we import product from different places around the world. We have olive wood products. We have pastas, of course, with my Italian heritage, and sauces and soups and things like that. We have a nautical gallery, which has artifacts in it and also nautical-type gifts. We have the Crevier collection, which is Frank Crevier and about 130 of his original works that showcase the ships that, you know, sailed on the Great Lakes. And then we've added another gallery called Blackguard Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it a geek store, but it's quite a store filled with wands and comic books and really neat things. And that's Paul Merchant's store.
Well, tell us, Paul, about Blackguard Reserve. This is intriguing.
So Blackguard Reserve is kind of a, as Laura was saying, a cornucopia of different items. It came about from when I used to play Dungeons & Dragons, and there was a group of us. We would get together every week and play. And so one of the main people who was a part of that group passed away. And so his character in our group was Blackguard. And so the name is kind of a tribute to him, but it is also to just, you know, bring back those days of adventure and fun and wrapped it all up into a store where you can let your inner geek come out. So we do things like, we have things like wands and we have some rings and leather goods, journals, pens. We supply or have a huge collection of out-of-print role-playing games. And we basically go for the Dungeons & Dragons or the TSR line of role-playing games, but we have other ones too. So we just have a lot there to offer, and hopefully the store will have kind of an ebb and flow to it. So as different seasons come in or different times, we may change the store just a little bit. So just to kind of keep it current and just an interesting adventure when you come in.
Isn't it funny, Paul, that, you know, probably back when you started playing Dungeons & Dragons, it was something to be kind of kept secret. You know, you didn't really tell people that you had that nerdy side of you. That was just something that you and your friends did on the down low. And now it's really a part of our culture that's embraced. People are really doing this in the mainstream.
Yeah, there's been a huge resurgence of it, especially with the different editions. The fifth edition has really kind of brought people back into role-playing games. We definitely have a little bit of that. Well, we do tend to stay towards our roots towards the first edition and those kinds of things. But definitely we have something for everybody, no matter where you are playing in the role-playing spectrum, so or tabletop gaming. We're trying to branch out into all those different avenues. So,
very
but yeah, it was one of those things where you didn't really want to say too much, but you did enjoy it when you got together.
And now everybody's, I don't want to say everybody's doing it, but it certainly is a huge part of our culture. I think people are really going to enjoy what you have there at Blackguard Reserve. Now, are these retail spaces open now, or are they going to be opening soon?
Yep, they are open now. We opened 2 weeks ago. We are closed on Mondays, but open every other day. I mean, we're there every day, except for Mondays. We still have Titanic on the stage, so that still is a big draw for us. So people will come in and see Titanic, and we don't charge. Everybody just can come in and enjoy, walk around. There's something for everybody. In addition, we're going to start showing movies again. So we do have a movie slated for October 24th and 30th. We're going to be showing Nosferatu,
ooh,
which is the German Dracula.
Yeah.
So along with that, it's more of an event where we actually will be serving some foodie items, having some beverages and things like that. So it's more of an experience than just a film.
Fantastic. Fun stuff. Sure miss being down there in Marine City, as we usually once, maybe twice a year, get to go down and do the morning show. But that day will come again. How's everything going down there in this really unusual year? How's the business community hanging in there?
You know what? It's really fabulous. We have a lot. I mean, we have so many visitors. I know just last Friday we had 60 people through the Mariner.
Wow.
Our businesses are very progressive in the sense that they set up, the regulations right away. They enforce the mask wearing, social distancing. I'm really, really, really proud of our businesses, cleanliness. So it really is a safe place to come and visit. And if you don't feel comfortable, you can do your carry out. Some people have added carry out windows. And then, of course, we have the parks right on the water, so you can carry out your food and eat in the park or, eat in the patio, the outside patios of some of the restaurants. So, we have a really great, great downtown.
Yeah. Oh, it is one of the great downtowns in this area. We wish you all the best in your new venture there at the Mariner Theater. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us. Great talking to you both.
Thank you, Paul. And remember, there's magic at the Mariner.
There you go. I like that. All right, Paul.
All right, bye, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.